Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness. Off topic. Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I get to sit down and have conversations straying away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our normal day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is this time we set up a microphone and we're recording it, so you can take a listen. So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on. My new chair cushion still not here yet, so the chairs are still semi-comfortable. And the coffee, well, it used to be tea and is now gone. So, yeah.
And I can tell you what isn't gone, and that is our stickers that we have available to send to you. If you will go to litdpod.com/support, give a donation of absolutely any amount, and we will send you a beautiful, lovely, crystalline, I don't know, they're not actually crystal. I don't want to falsely advertise.
I think they're ceramic.
Ceramic sticker. Yeah, in the mail. So now we've said they're latex,
Kevlar.
Vinyl, Kevlar.
Did we say acrylic?
I don't know if we said acrylic, but now we've said ceramic. We have no idea what these stickers are made out of, people, but we know they're resilient and we know they're beautiful. And we'll send you one in the mail if you go to litdpod.com/support and give a donation of any amount.
Please do not rely on these stickers to stop a bullet and protect you.
Or encapsulate coffee.
See. Yes. Now, speaking of encapsulating coffee, tonight's topic, taking steps in faith. So, Core, this is something we've been talking about for,
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to call it by a different name.
You wanted to call it pulling the trigger.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Which, if you know Daniel, there's a reason.
Yeah.
AK-47, 308, 9mm, 357, he's got them all. Oh, 12-gauge.
And to Big Brother. Unfortunately, I lost them all in that boating accident. So gosh, I got to stop taking all of my guns on boats across lakes. Anyway, folks, taking steps in faith off the cuff. You know, I have tons of stories that come to mind. I know Corey does too. But what exactly has been bouncing around in my spirit with that? I'm going to chew on it for a second and then throw it to Core. But for me, taking steps in faith usually looks like this. Moments where something swells up inside of me to say or to do. Just knowing, like, I'm supposed to do this. There's no question about it. Other times, it's these giant moments where it's like, I would never say something in this crowd. I would never act. You can't shake that feeling when it's the Holy Spirit. And you have two options at that point. You either follow what the Holy Spirit told you to the letter, how, what he said to do, or you are going to be sick to your stomach for a couple of days with that feeling. To my Holy Ghost baptized sisters and brothers, you know what I'm talking about. There's the flip side of that coin. Other times, it is moments of don't act. It is these moments of trust me. Me being the Holy Spirit, the Father, because it is a moment where your head wants to get involved and things get real logical real quick and you go off head knowledge, or things get really emotional and the heart gets involved. And I'm not saying that either of those are always wrong, but in these moments where your spirit, man, that gut feeling that you know is the Lord says to stop, it's difficult, but it's always for the best, because the Father's timing ultimately always is the best. So I'd say that's the bulk for me. It's moments of do, say, or pause, be quiet, listen. What about you, Core?
I totally get that. I think any of us who are pursuing being led by the Spirit can look back and point to moments that we didn't, and we didn't take that step.
Mm.
And the regret, the fact that I know that when I stand before my Lord and Savior on Judgment Day, he's going to ask me about that. And I won't have a good answer to give him. That's weighty. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Holy Spirit. Wow, it got heavy in here, y'all.
It's weighty for him to ask you for something, and just because of sheer discomfort or lack of boldness or timidity or whatever, cowardice, I chose not to take a step out when I was fairly confident I had something for someone, or the Lord wanted me to tell them something, or wanted me to give them this money or whatever. And those things are inevitable in our walk with the Lord. And I believe he's gracious, and I believe he's merciful with those things. But as we grow with him, the more we love him, the more I know I'm not perfect, and I know I'll end up doing it again, but I don't want to wound his heart or grieve him. And I want to be trustworthy. I want him to trust me to give me bigger assignments. I want him to trust me to do the bigger, weightier things.
Give me one. Give me a big one.
So a big one. Jeez, I've got several stories of just stepping out in faith. I guess I'll just stick with, I'll give this one because this was a time I did. And then I'll give you an example of a time I didn't, I guess. Okay, the time I didn't first. So there was a season where I was trying to get a word a day. So a prophetic word, a encouragement, a something for someone every day. And should probably pick that back up. But I remember it was Black Friday, and this was this past Black Friday. And there was this lady, oh gosh, another one's coming, that I didn't follow through on. There was this lady I saw in, what was it, Buckle? I think it was in Buckle.
I used to love Buckle, so expensive.
It was in the outlet mall. But I just knew that the Lord was telling me that I can't remember the specifics, and I hate that I can't remember the specifics, but I just knew that I had something for her. So I kept like circling around and circling around to like try to find an opportunity to say something to her, but she had her daughters with her, so younger girls with her, and I chickened out. And I know that that was the Lord. I know that whatever it was, I think it was a healing, whatever it was, me not acting on that could potentially have led to her not getting what the Lord wanted to give her that day. And that's weighty. There's another situation where I'd gone to UPS to do some of my beautiful wife's Amazon returns. And I was standing, and this lady was real nice. She was from New York. She was down in the South, had just moved here to be with her parents, and da 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 da. And she was just talking and chatting. And I just heard the Holy Spirit say, tell her the cancer isn't coming back. And I like froze, because that's a big one. And she had shorter hair. So I was like, Lord, this is not going to look good. If I say the Lord said the cancer isn't coming back, and she never had cancer, and she thinks that I'm just judging her haircut, that's the only way you could have that. But I didn't share that with her. And I know that encouragement was for her, or I guess I should say that I'll never be able to know if that encouragement was for her. I'll never be able to know, was I hearing the Lord? Was I not? Even if I was missing him, even if I didn't have it right, could I have turned the conversation around in a way to let her know that he loved her and that this perfect stranger would be willing to step out there and do that? I'll never know, because I didn't step out in faith. Now, I can remember another time I did step out in faith. I attended School of the Prophets last year at Morningstar, and there was a public session. And the public session is always on Friday night, and anybody can come in. So it's not just the people that you're in class with. So it's lots of strangers. And there was some invitation for an activation or to hear something for someone. And I looked across the room, and I clearly heard the Lord start talking to me when I saw this girl about Brandy, not the drink, the actress, and like Cinderella, and like all this stuff. So I go over to her, and I'm like, hey, does Brandy mean anything to you? And I don't mean like the liquor. I mean like the actress. She's like, no.
You mean Moesha.
Exactly.
That's how I know her.
I'm like, well, okay. And I kind of sit back. Literally, I step two steps away. And I just kind of pray and tugs under my breath a little bit. And I'm like, I still know, like, this is for this. So I'm like, okay, I know that didn't mean anything to you. She played Cinderella in a movie. Does Cinderella mean anything to you? Do you identify with the story of Cinderella at all? And she's like, no. And I like step back one more time and I'm like praying and I just feel it even more. Like, I do not feel a release. I know, like, I am not missing this. I am not missing this. This is right. And I'm like, okay, look, are you absolutely certain that the actress Brandy or the story of Cinderella does not connect with you? And this girl was so sweet and gracious. She's like, no, I don't think you're wrong. I just don't think this is for me, but I think you maybe are in the right geographic area. So I go back to my seat. I'm all dejected. Literally, I'm sitting at my chair with my head down. I'm like, Lord, I don't like going out on a limb and being wrong. I do not like missing it. I do not like it. Fix this. And I get a tap on the shoulder and it's this girl. And she's like, after you left, I told my mom about what you asked me. And she said, it's for her. So come on over and give her the word. And I came and I gave her the word. And this lady, I talked to her for probably an hour. And honestly, when I walked away, I knew two things. I knew that this word deeply impacted her because it was all about the story of Cinderella. It was about you had something, you lost something, the Lord was going to restore something, all this. I knew this word deeply impacted her. But the second thing I knew was I had no idea how it impacted her because she managed to talk in an hour in circles. And it was really cool that it impacted her. And I'm very thankful for that. And maybe one day I'll bump into her again and I'll get a little bit more of the story. But it was definitely for her and just the tenacity to stand there in that moment and be like, are you sure, Brandy? Doesn't mean anything to you.
Cinderella, Mo, like nothing. But you totally took a step back even after being persistent. Like, okay, Lord, I'm not giving up, but you know, what next? And sure enough, there she is.
I do not like missing it, Lord. I do not like missing it. I do not like this.
Tell me someone who does, though.
It's exactly.
Like, but even in that moment, he showed you like, okay, you thought you missed it. Just dig a little deeper. One of those moments. There was more.
And here's another one.
Go for it.
Since we're in this vein, we haven't talked about this on the podcast yet. Dear listener, on episode, I believe it was 14 with the Modern Day Exorcist, we gave a series of words of knowledge. And if you're not familiar with that phrasing, a word of knowledge is divinely revealed knowledge from the Holy Spirit that there is no natural way that I could know or the person giving it could know. So at the end, Daniel, Pastor Shelley, and I took turns giving words of knowledge. And in the middle of recording, before we even got to the whole round table of words of knowledge, I stopped and I said, Pastor Shelley, I feel like I am hearing from the Lord that I'm hearing Roosevelt, Rosemary, something with Rose, something Rose. I know I'm hearing something Rose. And this person is suffering from sleep paralysis. And in the name of Jesus, that assignment is broken off of you. You will not suffer from sleep paralysis any longer. And for months, all of these words of knowledge we gave, all of this stepping out in faith, really, to give prophetic words that we have no idea if they're going to land. And there's no way of measuring if they're going to land because we never know who's going to click on an episode and download it. Like, I have no way that these episodes are going to last for years. Who knows who could listen to them? So that one moment of stepping out in faith really turned into a beautiful kind of reward when a month or two ago, we got an email from someone saying that that word was exactly for her, that she had been struggling with sleep paralysis, that since she heard that episode, no more sleep paralysis. She said she was flying on a plane. She was binging our podcast, which, by the way, dear listeners, we love to see it when people binge our episodes.
It's a good choice.
It really is. But she was sitting there on the plane, and when I said the word Rose, she just burst out in tears in the middle of the plane with her earbuds in, and she just knew it was for her. So that was just another example of stepping out in faith. All I had was a little inkling inside of me of the word Rose or Roosevelt. Stepped out in faith and look at the fruit. Somebody's walking in freedom that didn't previously have it.
And that's what it's about. I believe the scripture is something like faith the size of a mustard seed. Tiny. And look at that fruit. That's good stuff. Let me give you another one. I'll give you something near and dear and close to home. If you're a fella and you're listening and you have a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife, you immediately know nothing gets us fired up more. Nothing immediately makes us go to defense or, quite frankly, offense than when somebody comes at your lady. And someone very close to my wife, right before we got engaged, had just destroyed her with some things they had said. And I just had decided, Daniel Smash! I was turning green. I had my purple shorts. You know, I was ripping my shirt off. I had a 4-pack back then. It was awesome. But on a serious note, I was ready to go to war. And I remember it was just so devastating. It was hard for us to even talk about it. And I remember when the Lord just started prompting my heart. It's okay. You're actually not going to go over there and say exactly what you think. You're going to go over there with the words I'm going to give you. And instead, you're going to apologize for things you've said and done. And you're going to take an olive branch over there. And you're going to be something that this family's not used to. You're going to go be a forerunner for me, an envoy. You're going to go represent the kingdom in this moment and shake things up. And I just remember going, I think you got the wrong guy. I think you got the wrong guy. But eventually, I did listen, and it took lots of prayer. I sat on that couch in that living room for about 4 hours and didn't move. I was so mad. And then I said, okay, Father, I'll try it your way. So I get in my car and drive across town, and I go and knock on this person's door. And it was just so funny, because everyone else in that household was in the car, and I passed them on my way in. The timing was impeccable, so it was just me. And just this person who had done and said some things to my wife. And I remember immediately when I passed that other car, because I knew everybody else would be a buffer. And I was like, I don't know how you're going to do this, Lord. So immediately there was a check in my spirit of see, I am setting this up. Now do what I tell you and watch what I do. And I went, and instead of cursing and yelling, I laid my heart out and was very honest with this person. And here's the thing. It didn't happen in that instant. I wanted everything to be fixed right then and there. What it did was it laid the groundwork for God to rebuild, honestly, a relationship. But it had to have a foundation before he could do that. There had to be this understanding of what are we building on. And so I very heavily introduced him to this situation and to this person. And we're years later now. And you want to talk about a beautiful, healthy, thank God for relationship. And seeing someone who has changed 360 degrees, someone who we could call on if we needed help, if we were in trouble, someone to rely on. But anytime anything has ever come up about that, he always takes me back to that moment of, son, I have to be involved. And I had to put my flesh down. I had to take a step in faith and trust that he knew what he was doing to build this relationship back up. And again, this was not overnight. I can't stress that enough. And it's not that there weren't tiny battles along the way. It was a constant step in faith almost every time over years and years. But the end result, I'm so thankful for it. Mm. I'm so grateful.
Amen.
And it's just that it started with that.
Amen. I love this. I love this Holy Spirit, time machine, Holy Ghost.
It's cranking up, man.
So these are all examples of our smaller day in, day out, Holy Spirit leading, pulling the trigger, stepping out in faith, saying yes. What about some bigger ones? Bigger life affecting, pivotal decisions in your life that were just a step of faith?
So you remember David from the Waffle House Revival?
Do I remember David from the Waffle House Revival? Come on, somebody.
I guess I was more talking to the listener, but yes. So, dear listener, if you don't know David, go back to episode 11, and by the end of it, you will. I remember having this conversation with David, who has always been like a brother to me, an awesome older brother. I was dating my wife at the time. I still had said plenty of inner vows of, I will not be married. I will not get married. And, when things get serious, I'll just have to, cut ties and, wish you well kind of thing. I remember the night I was having a conversation. I was just like, bro, I don't know what to do with this relationship. I don't know what's going on. And he's like, talk about it. And I'm like, I don't want to break up. I can't imagine living without her. And she's going to the coast for school. And, you know, that's huge. That's a lot. I'm going to be driving down there every other weekend, at least. She's going to be coming back here. Like, that's crazy. And I just remember David stopped and he was like, did you ever think maybe this was a God thing? Like, instead of doing what you've always done and trusting your head or your heart, you know, even he's like, what's going on in here? And I just remember going, well, I have peace about it. I feel good about it. And he's like, why don't you trust that that's the Lord? He's like, because that's where that peace comes from. He's like, can you explain that peace? I'm like, no, it's just there. He's like, cool, peace that surpasses understanding. Wow, where did that come from? And we keep talking. And I decided to take a step in faith and trust this. A mindset changed. An ideology changed. I made this commitment with my best friend to then get engaged later on and be married and to now in the process of having a child. And I had no idea what I was agreeing to in that moment. I was just like, yeah, we can try this long distance thing. But man, huge. So grateful for that step in faith. But it's like, it was just a conversation with my bro. And he's just like, why don't you trust Jesus on this one? Sounds so basic, sounds so silly, so small, but it has impacted me every day since for the rest of my life in this snowball fashion in a better and better and better way.
Amen.
I just,
we're thankful too. We love Abernathy.
Oh, right on.
Little nickname. Yeah. I think a lot of our big step of faith decisions often revolve around decisions like that, right? Like I remember when I was living in Alabama, dating my wife, and considering relocating here. Now, pause that. Let's go back to 2004 when Megan's parents, Dan and Janie, started feeling led from the Lord to move to South Carolina. So they were living in California, and our senior pastor, my uncle by marriage, Uncle Gil, had moved to South Carolina to start pastoring a church. So the Lord starts leading Dan and Janie. You know what? It's time to pack up. It's time to leave everything you know. It's time to take your business with you, pack up, and move to South Carolina and just take a step of faith. It's going to be an adventure. So they took that step of faith, and they've been here ever since. They've been doing well. They've been helping build the church this whole time based on one step of faith, a big step of faith. And they were here for me to then meet Megan. So when I decided, after we'd been dating for, I believe it was, it's all blurry to me now, 10 months, I started praying about moving here. And based on that step of faith, I'll never forget, I came up with the intention of just figuring out how to move here. In the same day, I got a job. In the same day, I got a place to live. All these things, the Lord just started clicking all these things into place based on one step of faith. And I moved up here and I started living here and I worked at that job that I got. Fast forward a little bit, we get married, working two jobs. I'm working where I'm working now, part-time, and I'm working this other job just because I didn't have enough money.
Times is hard.
So we got married and we realized like the schedule just really isn't working for us to be able to have time together. So I'm praying, Lord, what do I do? And this little seasonal position with this other ministry pops up. It's just a seasonal position. Absolutely no guarantee that after that there's going to be any work for you, but it's a full-time gig for a month and a half. And I'm praying about it and it feels right. Everything's clicking. So I pray about it and we prayerfully decide, yeah, I'll take this position. I'll leave my other job and I'll come in full time. The day after I accepted that position, my job that I have now offered me a full-time position, paying enough to make up for having to work two jobs. And they were gracious enough to delay my start date until after I had fulfilled my seasonal obligation at the other place. So it's all based off one little step of faith, because I am convinced that if I had not taken the step of faith to follow him and take that seasonal position, that the position that I ended up in long term for 5 years now wouldn't have happened. based off one little step of faith. And these are things that are major life pivotal decisions. What job you take, who you marry, where you move. These are all things that we have to consult the Lord about, as well as following him in those little day in, day out leadings to follow the Spirit.
So the machine is working well tonight. The good old Holy Ghost time machine. I guess we're going to use this place as a point of reference tonight, and it's working well. I, too, like you, went through a two-job season. I believe we both did it for the same reason, for a little bit of bling on the wife's hand, a covenant commitment for life.
Yes.
I remember working here, working at UPS, at some point sleeping. The way I found this place is my wife knew people here. And they're like, yeah, we got an opening in the warehouse. And UPS was just not giving me full time. Like, no, we love what you do. Keep doing what you do. Cool. Well, I can't support a family off that. So I came here, went full time. And my thought was, okay, cool. This is going to pay the bills, put some in savings, ring on her hand, and it'll be 6 months to a year, and then I'm out of here. I had no idea what the Lord had in store at this place. I took that step of faith after praying about it. I took the full-time position here. I was following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when I did, a couple of things happened. Not just being able to pay the bills, not just paying the rent and putting some in savings and the ring, and but God had other plans. My family had had a falling out years prior that I had nothing to do with. It was the previous generation, and unfortunately, the kids just kind of, when the family split, we split with it, not wanting to. My first day at this job, I meet someone who's dating my cousin on that side of the family, who I haven't talked to in maybe 7-8 years at that point. Without just giving you the whole daggum story, the funny thing is this, God used that person to slowly reconnect me with family I hadn't talked to in over half of my life. I don't believe in a God of coincidence, because this world is too big for me to just stumble upon a warehouse job where someone who happens to be dating and would one day later marry my cousin on the side of the family that had split, which would cause reconnection, which would cause relationships to be restored. Meanwhile, I am buying a ring. Meanwhile, I am funding my family at the time. But it's just so funny. That's God, right? That one step of faith of, okay, Lord, I'll go there. And he does something like that. Then he has me meet a guy who knows how to not only edit podcasts in a way that I don't know how, has me find a best friend in this guy and a brother, like just 100% in Christ. Like, I had no idea the things God had in store. But it started with saying, yes, Lord, I will go to that place because I know it's you leading me there. Even though in my head and my heart, it doesn't feel like a good choice, I trust you and I know you to be true to your word. So if you're hearing this tonight, is God telling you something? Maybe something right now is just bouncing around in that good old echo chamber known as your spirit man. And maybe it's something to say to someone. Maybe it's a step in faith. Maybe it's reconciliation. Maybe it's just to be quiet and be still. Or wait on the Lord. I really don't know. That's between you and the Father. But after hearing Cora's stories, after hearing my stories, trust us, we've been there. We're still going there every time he calls us to. And we hope that you do too. So we encourage you to trust the Father. Listen to that still small voice that is your spirit man. And be who he's called you to be.
And dear listener, one parting thought from me. Our God is an eternal God, and there are eternal consequences to every act of obedience. No act of obedience, no yes to the Lord goes without reward, even if we don't see it in this lifetime. Even if you don't see it until you go on to glory.
Amen.
And get to look your Creator in the eyes. We get so lost in expecting everything to pay out in this world that we forget that we are storing up treasures in heaven. Look, there's going to come a day when we're casting crowns at the feet of Jesus. I'd like to have crowns to cast.
And there's nothing wrong with fire insurance either.
But we have to remember that we live in an eternal kingdom that has eternal rewards. We have to fight our human nature and stop being so short-sighted with some of these things in our life.
We love you guys. Till next time.
Take care, y'all.